Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Yud Zayin, Bechoros 17. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the case of an animal which resembles another animal and whether or not the laws of Bechor apply to it. So says Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Meir taught, that if there is a rochel, a lamb, that is the offspring of a goat, and that the goat that it's the offspring is the offspring itself of another lamb, then Rabbi Meir said that it's going to be obligated in the firstborn, because we're going to say that the obligation returns to its place. And so under those circumstances, comes along Rabbi Yochanan and says that that's only with respect to the firstborn animal. However, Moda Rabbi Meir himself would admit Bisair Sharosh Chodesh, that as it relates to the goat of Rosh Chodesh, because the verse states in Numbers chapter 28, verse 15, that as it relates to Rosh Chodesh, a person, the community, is obligated to bring a goat, a Seirizim, one goat, as a sin offering, as an offering on the altar. So as it relates to the goat on Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Meir is of the opinion Debainon ben Seira, that there it's not okay to say that it needs to, as long as its grandmother is a goat, that it falls into that obligation. No, it itself needs to be the offspring of a goat, and not only its mother and its grandmother, but all of the generations going back. And what is the reason, going back to the 6 days of creation, what's the reason why, even if its grandmother is a goat, that's not sufficient, that you need all of it going back to the 6 days of creation? My time. So it comes along Rabbi Yochanan and explains the reason is Amar Kra, this is based upon the verse we just cited, Usirizim echad lechatos, and the word echad is extra there. You really don't need one goat for a sin offering. The word seirizim implies one, so it means, says Rabbi Yochanan, hamiyuchad uba misheishes yimei bereishis, that it is the special goat that goes back to the days of the 6 days of creation, and so therefore we see from here the idea that the goat must be a pure goat, and there can't be any other animal that was mixed in with it, and if that's the case, it wouldn't be valid for the goat of the sin offering of Rosh Chodesh. And Tosos adds that it's so too with the goats of the festivals, because there by the festivals it also mentions the word Echad, and it only mentions Rosh Chodesh here specifically because that is the first one of the offerings of the festivals. But we see from here that the goat that is brought as an offering on Rosh Chodesh and on the festivals needs to be a pure goat, and there can't have any other animals mixed in with it. Well, how do we know? How are we able to prove that this goat is pure? I mean, we weren't there back at the 6 days of creation. So how are we able to prove this fact? So this actually goes into the deeper question of when are we able to say that we can rely upon the majority. So the Shulchan Aruch rules with respect to under what circumstances a person is allowed to interrupt their prayers, that generally speaking, it's prohibited to interrupt one's prayers. And says the Shulchan Aruch that even if a snake is wrapped around your ankle, a person should not interrupt their prayers. However, if a scorpion, God forbid, should come and you're afraid the scorpion is going to bite you, then a person is able to interrupt their prayers, because we say that the scorpion is more likely to bite you and cause damage. And the source for this position of the Shulchan Aruch is based upon the Gemara in Brachos. And the Rambam writes in his Pirush HaMishnayos that the reason why a person does not interrupt their prayers for a snake is because most of the time snakes don't bite. However, if there is a snake that is more likely to bite, or if there's something dangerous like a scorpion, then a person should interrupt their prayers, because we're seeing that they present a danger. And it's obviously, if there's a danger to one's health, a person must interrupt it. And the Rashash asks about this. Why are we saying that it's more likely for the scorpion to bite? Why do we care about likelihood? It shouldn't matter, because if it's a case of your life will be in danger, then we follow even a minority, that even if there are some snakes who bite, then we don't care what the likelihood is. Then even if there's just a minority, we should interrupt our prayer. So that's the question the Rashash asks. And the Evan Yaakov says that we can address this point on the basis of the question that the Kesef Nivchar says, that the Kesef Nivchar points out He's trying to find out a source from the Torah that we follow the majority. He says, why don't we prove it from our sugya? Why don't we prove it from the discussion here that the goat of Rosh Chodesh needs to be directly going back to the 6 days of creation? And so he raises that point, and he says, the reason is that we say that even though we should really say, oh, maybe there's a concern that another animal was mixed in with this, that maybe, therefore, this isn't a pure goat. The reason why we don't say that is because most of the time, most animals just mate with their own species. And so, therefore, this is not needed to teach us the principle that we follow the majority, because this is not just a majority. This is a miut shebemiut. This is such a small minority situation. And so, therefore, if it's something that is dependent upon nature and science and the way the world works, then then it's not even considered even a minor doubt. So if we're dealing with a snake where there's really almost like no small possibility that this snake is going to bite, because that's not the nature of that snake, then we don't even bring it into the realm of the possibility that there's a small chance it's going to do it, because that's like the goats, that we don't even have to assume that there was another animal that was mixed in with it. And so therefore, under these circumstances, we see that there's a majority, there's a minority, and then there's such a small minority possibility that it's not even relevant to our situation at all.